This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Nexium HP7. Active ingredients, esomeprazole, amoxicillin trihydrate and clarithromycin. This leaflet provides important information about using Nexium HP7. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Nexium HP7. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Nexium HP7? Nexium HP7 contains active ingredients esomeprazole, amoxicillin trihydrate, and clarithromycin. It is a combination pack which contains three different medicines. When taken together in the right doses, they will kill the bacteria in your stomach, called Helicobacter pylori, and let your peptic ulcer heal. Depending on the position of the ulcer, it is called a gastric or duodenal ulcer. A gastric ulcer occurs in the stomach. A duodenal ulcer occurs in the duodenum, which is the tube leading out from the stomach. Most people who have a peptic ulcer also have a bacterium called Helicobacter pylori in their stomach. If the bacteria are killed, it is unlikely that your ulcer will come back. Nexium is the brand name of esomeprazole, E, and it is given with amoxicillin, A, brand name amoxicillin clarithromycin, C, brand name Clacid. Amoxicillin Clacid are both types of antibiotics. Nexium is a type of medicine called a proton pump inhibitor. Nexium works by decreasing the amount of acid made by the stomach to give relief of symptoms and allow healing to take place. This does not stop food being digested in the normal way. Amoxicillin trihydrate and clarithromycin are both antibiotics that help kill Helicobacter pylori. Nexium also helps kill the bacteria. When all three are taken together, they are more effective than taken one or two at a time. It is possible that the antibiotics may not always kill Helicobacter pylori. What should I know before I use Nexium HP7? Warnings. Do not use Nexium HP7 if you are allergic to esomeprazole, amoxicillin trihydrate, and clarithromycin, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You are allergic to any medicines containing proton pump inhibitors, penicillins, cephalosporins, or macrolide antibiotics. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Do not take Nexium HP7 if you are taking the following medicines: ergotamine, dihydroergotamine, sisapride, pimazide, estemizole, terfenidine, cilostazol, atazanavir, colchicine, simvastatin, lovastatin, ticagrelor, ranolazine, oral midazolam, domperidone, lamotrigine, avibridine. Some medicines may interfere with Nexium HP7 and affect how it works. Please check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any of these medicines. These medicines will be affected by the medicines in Nexium HP7, and it is more likely you will get side effects. Check with your doctor if you have allergies to any other medicines, foods, dyes, or preservatives. Problems with your blood. Problems with your liver or kidneys. Any heart conditions, such as QT prolongation or ventricular cardiac arrhythmia. You have glandular fever. Myasthenia gravis, a condition in which the muscles become weak and tire easily. Been diagnosed with osteoporosis. Low potassium, low magnesium, or any other electrolyte imbalances. Ever had a skin reaction after treatment with a medicine similar to Nexium HP7 that reduces stomach acid? There is no evidence that Nexium HP7 is addictive. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. It is not known if it is safe for you to take Nexium HP7 if you are pregnant. The medicines in Nexium HP7 may affect the developing baby. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Your baby can take in all the medicines in Nexium HP7 from breast milk, if you're breastfeeding. Nexium HP7 is not recommended when breastfeeding. Your doctor can discuss with you the risks and benefits of using Nexium HP7, if you are pregnant, or breastfeeding. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell them before you start taking Nexium HP7. Children. Nexium HP7 is not recommended for use in children. There is no information about the use of Nexium HP7 in children. Other medical conditions. Do not take Nexium HP7 if you have a history of heart conditions such as QT prolongation or ventricular cardiac arrhythmia, including Torsades D points. Do not take Nexium HP7 if you have low magnesium or potassium levels. Do not take Nexium HP7 if you have both liver and kidney problems. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Do not take Nexium HP7 if you are taking the following medicines: ergotamine or dihydroergotamine-medicines used to treat migraine headaches, estemizole or terfenidine, medicines used to treat hay fever and allergies, atazanavir, a medicine used to treat human immunodeficiency virus, HIV. Cilostazol, a medicine used to treat intermittent claudication. Colchicine, a medicine used to treat gout. Lovastatin, or simvastatin, statins, medicines used to treat high cholesterol. Ticagrelor, or a medicine used to treat blood clots. Oral midazolam, a medicine used for surgical sedation. Domperidone, a medicine used for nausea. Ranolazine, a medicine used to treat angina, chest pain. Sisapride, a medicine used to treat gastric reflux. Pimazide, a medicine used to treat psychiatric conditions, such as schizophrenia. Lamotrigine, a medicine used to treat high cholesterol. Ivabradine, a medicine to treat heart failure. Some medicines may affect Nexium HP7, or may affect how well it works. You may need different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to take different medicines. These include diazepam, triazolam, or alprazolam-medicines used as sedatives, or to treat anxiety. Ketoconazole, itraconazole, voriconazole, or fluconazole, medicines used to treat fungal infections. Warfarin, apixaban, rivaroxaban, dabigatran, clopidogrel and edoxaban, medicines used to prevent blood clots. Allopurinol or probenecid-medicines used to treat gout. Phenytoin, sodium valproate, or carbamazepine, medicines used to treat seizures. Atorvastatin or rosuvastatin, statins, medicines used to treat high cholesterol. Theophylline, a medicine used to treat asthma. Zidovudine, sequinavir, efavirenz, etravirine, nevirapine, nelfinavir, or ritonavir-medicines used to treat HIV. Insulin, repaglinide, nitaglinide, pioglitazone, or rosiglitazone, medicines used to treat diabetes. Digoxin, quinidine, or disopyramide, medicines used to treat heart conditions. Citalopram, fluoxetine, clomipramine and imipramine, medicines used to treat depression. St. John's wort, a herbal remedy used to treat mood disorders. Rifaputin, rifampicin, rifampicin, or erythromycin-medicines used to treat bacterial infections. Sildenafil, tadalafil, or vardenafil, medicines used to treat impotence. Tolteridine, a medicine used to treat incontinence. Verapamil, amlodipine, or diltiazem-medicines used to treat high blood pressure and some heart conditions. Corticosteroids, i.e. methylprednisolone. Oral contraceptives, or birth control pills. Talk to your doctor about the need for an additional method of contraception while on Nexium HP7. Tacrolimus, or cyclosporin-medicines used to prevent organ transplant rejection, or to treat certain problems with the immune system. Methotrexate, a medicine used to treat arthritis and some types of cancer. Erlotinib, or related medicines used to treat cancer. Vinblastine, a medicine used to treat cancer. Ibrutinib, a medicine used to treat cancer. Phenobarbital, a medicine used to treat epilepsy. Tetracycline and aminoglycoside antibiotics, medicines used to treat certain infections. Atypical antipsychotics - medicines used to treat psychiatric conditions, such as schizophrenia and bipolar disorder, e.g. quetiapine. Hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine - medicines to treat malaria, lupus, or rheumatoid arthritis. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Nexium HP7. How do I use Nexium HP7? How much to take? There are three different medicines in Nexium HP7. It is very important that you take Nexium HP7 exactly as follows. Nexium, esomeprazole. Take 120 mg tablet in the morning and 120 mg tablet at night. Amoxil, amoxicillin trihydrate A. Take 2 500 mg capsules in the morning and 2 500 mg capsules at night. Clacid, clarithromycin C. Take 1 500 mg tablet in the morning and 1 500 mg tablet at night. Morning, 1 E, 2 A, 1 C. Night, 1 E, 2 A, 1 C. Follow the instructions provided when Nexium HP7 was prescribed, including the number of days it should be taken. Continue taking the capsules and tablets until you finish the course or until your doctor tells you to stop. If you do not complete the full course prescribed by your doctor, the Helicobacter pylori may not clear completely and your symptoms may return. Tell your doctor if your symptoms return. It is possible that the antibiotics may not kill Helicobacter pylori. You may need treatment with more antibiotics. When to take Nexium HP7? Take Nexium HP7 at about the same time each day. Take Nexium HP7 during or after meals. Keeping a regular time for taking Nexium HP7 will help to remind you to take it. How to take Nexium HP7? Swallow the Nexium tablets whole with a glass of water. For patients with swallowing difficulties, the tablet can be placed in half a glass of non-carbonated water. Mineral water is not suitable. The tablet may be gently mixed, and care should be taken not to crush the tablet. Rinse the glass with half a glass of fluid and drink. Nexium tablets may also be administered, dispersed in non-carbonated water, through a gastric tube. Do not crush or chew the tablets as they will not work properly. If you forget to use Nexium HP7, if you miss any of the medicines in Nexium HP7 at the usual time, take it as soon as you remember, as long as it is more than 4 hours before the next dose of that medicine is due. If it has been more than 4 hours after you usually take your dose, skip that dose. Take the next dose at your usual time. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you use too much Nexium HP7, if you think that you have used too much Nexium HP7, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6 or contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. If you take too much Nexium HP7, you may vomit and have severe stomach problems. What should I know while using Nexium HP7? Things you should do. Take Nexium HP7 exactly as your doctor has prescribed. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, tell your doctor and pharmacist that you are taking Nexium HP7. If you become pregnant while you are taking Nexium HP7, tell your doctor. If you get severe diarrhea, tell your doctor, pharmacist, or nurse immediately. Do this even if it occurs several weeks after Nexium HP7 has been stopped. Diarrhea may mean that you have a serious condition affecting your bowel. You may need urgent medical care. Do not take medicine to stop the diarrhea without first checking with your doctor. If you get a sore white mouth or tongue while taking or soon after stopping Nexium HP7, tell your doctor. Also tell your doctor if you get vaginal itching or discharge. This may mean you have a fungal infection called thrush. Sometimes the use of Nexium HP7 allows fungi to grow and the above symptoms to occur. Nexium HP7 does not work against fungal infections. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Nexium HP7. If you need to have any medical tests while you are taking Nexium HP7, tell your doctor. It may affect the results of some tests. Drink plenty of water or fluids while taking Nexium HP7. Things you should not do. Do not take Nexium HP7 to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give this medicine to anyone else, even if their symptoms seem similar to yours. Do not stop taking Nexium HP7, or change any of the doses, unless you have discussed it with your doctor. You need to take all the capsules and tablets in the pack for it to work properly. If you stop taking it, your ulcer may come back, and be harder to treat next time. Driving, or using machines. Be careful before you drive, or use any machines, or tools until you know how Nexium HP7 affects you. Nexium HP7 may cause dizziness in some people. Make sure you know how you react to Nexium HP7, before you do anything that may be dangerous, if you are dizzy. Looking after your medicine. Keep the three medicines in Nexium HP7 in their separate blisters, until it is time to take them. Keep it in a cool dry place, where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Diarrhea, nausea, or vomiting. Headache. Dizziness. Constipation. Loss of appetite. Stomach pain, e.g. cramps. Wind. Dryness of the mouth, or other body cavities. Soreness of mouth, throat, or tongue. Pins and needles. Metallic taste, or other change in taste, or smell. Chills. Fatigue. Excessive burping. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Muscle pain, or weakness. Increase in breast size, males. Fever. Changes in sleep patterns. Mood changes, hallucinations, confusion, or depression. Change in sexual function. Blurred vision, hearing disturbances, hair loss, bleeding, or bruising more easily than normal. Signs of frequent infections such as fever, severe chills, sore throat, or mouth ulcers. Skin rash. Blood in urine. Increased or decreased urine output. Tremor. Convulsions or fits. Overgrowth of yeast infections, thrush. Fainting. Yellowing of the eyes or skin. Muscle twitching or jerking movements. Irregular, fast, or slow heartbeat. Loss of consciousness, or awareness. A red rash commonly seen on both sides of buttocks, upper inner thighs, armpits, neck. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing. Swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. Chest pain. Severe skin reaction which may include rash, itching, redness, blistering, or peeling of the skin. This may be associated with a high fever and joint pains. Severe upper stomach pain, with nausea and vomiting. Signs of liver inflammation including yellowing of the skin or eyes, feeling generally unwell, nausea, vomiting, loss of appetite. Skin reaction, especially in sun-exposed areas, with joint pain. Headache, increased sensitivity to light, neck stiffness, unsteadiness, fits, severe stomach or abdominal cramps, watery and severe diarrhea, which may also be bloody. This may occur several weeks after you stop taking Nexium HP7. What to do? Stop taking Nexium HP7 and tell your doctor immediately, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if any of these serious side effects happen. Do not take any medicine to stop the diarrhea, unless advised by your doctor. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Do not be alarmed by this list of possible side effects. You may not experience any of them. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Nexium HP7 contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredients. Nexium, esomeprazole. Amoxil, amoxicillin trihydrate. Clacid, clarithromycin. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Nexium. Glycerol monostearate. Hyprolose. Hypromolose. Magnesium stearate. Methacrylic acid copolymer. Microcrystalline cellulose. Synthetic paraffin. Macrogol 6000. Polysorbate 80. Crospovidone. Sodium sterile fumarate. Purified talc. Triethyl citrate. Sugar spheres. Maize starch and sucrose. The tablets are colored with titanium dioxide, iron oxide red and iron oxide yellow. Amoxil. Magnesium stearate. Purified talc. Gelatin. The hard gelatin capsule is colored with titanium dioxide, iron oxide yellow, erythrocene, indigo carmine and Tech Product Tech Print SW0012 white ink. Clacid. Croscarm low sodium. Microcrystalline cellulose. Povidone. Silicon dioxide. Hyprolose. Hypromolose. Purified talc. Sorbitin monooleate. Stearic acid. Magnesium stearate. Propylene glycol. Sorbic acid. Vanillin. Titanium dioxide. Quinoline yellow. Potential allergens. Nexium. Sugars. Sorbits. Clacid. Sorbits. Nexium HP7 does not contain gluten. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Nexium HP7 looks like. Nexium HP7 is a combination pack containing three different medicines. Ostar 281690. Nexium tablets 20 mg light pink, oblong shaped, marked with 20 mg on one side and a/H on the other side. Nexium is provided in blister packs of 14 tablets, Ostar 74133. Amoxil capsules 500 mg red and yellow capsules, marked with AM500. Amoxil is provided in blister packs of 28 capsules, Ostar 273936. Clacid tablets 500 mg of pale yellow, overloid, film-coated tablets. Clacid is provided in blister packs of 14 tablets, Ostar 52473. Who distributes Nexium HP7? AstraZeneca Pty Ltd. ABN 54009682311. 66 Talavera Road. Macquarie Park, New South Wales 21 13. Telephone 1-800-805-342. This leaflet was prepared in April 2025. Both Nexium and Nexium 7 are registered trademarks of the AstraZeneca group of companies. Amoxil is a registered trademark of the Aspen Global Incorporated. Clacid is a registered trademark of Viatris Pty Ltd. An AstraZeneca 2025. VV RIM 049472 39 V8.0.